Our topic today is The Survey, a tool for businesses of all sizes. One of the best methods to determine what the buying public wants is to ask them. A survey is a good tool to accomplish this, and a questionnaire is the most common means of collecting the data. If you have always thought that the world of surveys and questionnaires was only for big companies with big budgets, think again. While it does require some work to develop a survey to provide you the information you need to make business decisions, it is by no means an impossible task. Once you master the basics, it will be easy to see the many uses for surveys to help you grow your business. Although it's not rocket science, the best results are received when you adhere to some of the basic principles, so pick up a market research book or look online for sample surveys to get your ideas flowing. 5 steps to begin the process start with: determine exactly what you want to know. Since this is not always as easy as it sounds, and since it forms the basis for your survey, take some time on this one before moving on. The old principle of garbage in, garbage out comes to mind here. If you're having trouble with this step, begin by determining the category of information you need. Questionnaires can be structured to gather information in 4 main categories. First, interest in your product or service, and an example would be, are you interested in takeout home-cooked food? You also need data on the demographics and lifestyles. For example, do you shop close to where you work? You need methods to reach your market. As example, what newspapers do you read? You also need information on the competition. An example, what company do you currently use? Once you determine the category or categories of information you want, you can then begin to shape the specific questions. So step 2 is design it. The wording and sequence of questions is important. Keep your questions simple, clear, unbiased, and appropriate for the group you are surveying. There are 3 basic types of question structures to keep in mind as you develop your questions. You want open-ended, multiple choice, and value judgment or ranking questions. They are each designed to elicit different types of responses and can impact the value of the response you receive. For example, open-ended questions bring out more subjective responses because the respondent must fill in the blank, while multiple-choice questions ask the respondent to choose between 2 or more options, and ranking questions ask them to state their opinion on a scale such as from 1 to 10. The 3rd step is to test it. First, add an introduction to explain the nature of the survey and how much you value the reader's responses, and then test it on friends and associates. Ask them if they understand the questions, if it has a logical sequence, and if they would feel comfortable responding to the questions you're asking. If you pass this test, try it out on a few more people who don't know you very well and see if it's still a go. Make any necessary changes before proceeding to the next step. If you can't get through this step, you might need outside help. Ask your friends and associates for referrals and interview various resources to determine their services and costs. Step 4 is to conduct it. First, outline your target market and your target area, and then choose a representative sample to survey. For example, if you expect that the majority of your customers will come from a 10-mile radius of your location, determine the number of prospective customers in that area and decide how many or what percentage you want to survey. Next, choose a contact method and get started. Your contact choices can include direct mail, online, telemarketing, personal interviews, and group interviews. While there are pros and cons to each of these, your final decision should be based on the group to be surveyed and the method they are most likely to respond to. Step 5 is evaluate it. Your job does not end when you send off your survey. When responses come in, you must compile the data and then review the results. You can tabulate the results by hand, or you might like to consider one of the software packages available to accomplish this task. In either case, this is the time to pull out your original questions to see how the buying public has answered them. If you had questions about a proposed product or service, does it look like it's a go? Or are they proposing changes or something altogether different that might better serve their needs? Try to review the results as objectively as possible and look for the clues that will help you be successful. Regardless of how you decide to proceed, after this process, you will have valuable information and a new tool that can help shape your current and future business strategies.